Excellent. So this is Cycling Week, and just tell me a little bit about what you're hoping to encourage people to get involved with this week.
Well, Cycling Week is all about celebrating bicycles and cycling for any and all reasons. So we hope to have a greater awareness that bicycles are a wonderful invention and useful for commuting as well as recreation and just getting people out and active and appreciating bicycles.
And I mean, deeper than that, people getting on bikes has a greater benefit to this community as well. Talk a little bit about some of the benefits to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So cycling and using a bicycle is one of the best ways to not only be physically fit but help the environment. It's great for keeping the greenhouse gases down, as well as it's a show of there's prosperity and interest in making our world and our community in Kingston better. So, you know, the more people that you see on bicycles, H.G. Wells had a saying, I'll paraphrase, that every time I see an adult on a bicycle, I no longer despair for humankind. So it's sort of that way. It's good for the environment. It's good for people. It's good for mental health. It's good for many reasons.
And this will also lead into next week, the Commuter Challenge. So this is also a nice transition.
Yep, absolutely. So the Commuter Challenge is next week, starting on June 5th, and it's a national Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is a sign-up. You can Google to find the address. You log how many kilometers you've cycled or walked or use public transportation or other means other than a motor vehicle, private motor vehicle. So Cycling Week is a great transition into Commuter Challenge. On Cycling Week, we're focusing on bicycles and celebrating, but active transportation, bicycles is a large part of that. Commuter Challenge is a great dovetail. So, you know, get with your employer. A lot of those companies around Kingston have, like Queens has its own Commuter Challenge to get Queens employees. So there's kind of a competition between Queens, St. Lawrence, and the city and those things.
And Kingston, great city to see by cycling or walking for sure.
Absolutely. Kingston is one of the best places I've lived for cycling. And, you know, there's lots of trails, multi-use, as well as some fairly easy roads to navigate. There's some cycling infrastructure, and there's more coming in that makes it a little more comfortable for some people. But any street in Kingston, with the exception of maybe some of the more busy high-speed roads, is a great place to get out and start to cycle.
And a nice little free breakfast for people passing by this morning.
Yep, absolutely. So part of Cycling Week is to have roll-in breakfast. We started those several years ago. This is our first one in 2 years because of COVID. But so there'll be one at Queens today on Tuesday, then Wednesday at Weller Street at the Community Health, and Thursday St. Lawrence College, and then Friday is the one at Market Square, the Cycle Kingston that we put on. And I will add that Friday is World Bicycle Day. It's was designated 5 years ago by the United Nations, and we're having a big celebration, 5:30, beside City Hall in the evening, music and inspirational speeches or whatever. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have some talk about how bicycles are really great worldwide and recognized.